Good morning, everyone. Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus the Christ. Amen and glory to God. I want to thank you so much, Pastor John Maxim, for the illustrious introduction. Thank you so much, my friend. Thank you to Lee Chan and the entire congregation, the leadership of Grace Church, OCM Grace Church. Thank you so much for inviting me to come and to share a few words on this cold day, this stormy day. But yet it's a great day because it is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice. We are rejoicing and we are glad in it. So thank you again so much. Thank you so much, Pastor Maxim, for mentioning the volunteers that over the years, and you and I were talking about it before, how many years has it been in our relationship? I would correct me if I'm wrong. I'd say maybe 20 years, somewhere around there, at least 15 years that we've been together, Grace Church has been a blessing to Bergen New Bridge Medical Center. So for all of the residents and the patients and the staff, and thank you so much, and the congregation at Bergen New Bridge Medical Center, thank you so much for your continued prayers, your support, your love. Thank you ever so much. Well, let us take a look at the message for today. This past Wednesday was Ash Wednesday, where we honor God and we acknowledge that God created us from the dust of the earth and blew the very breath of life into Adam. And the Bible says that Adam became a living soul. For without the breath of God, we are but dust. Ash Wednesday begins the season of Lent, which is a season of penitence. 40 days, which may include fasting and prayer, repentance and almsgiving, and giving God more of us so that we can become more like him. After Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, Jesus said that he was returning to God the Father, and he would send the promise of God, who is a gift from God, who is the Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 2:38, Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus the Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, all whom the Lord our God will call." Which brings us to our message and our text for today. Beloved, our message is entitled, "Keep Our Lamps Burning." You see that? Let me see if I can get my, there we go. You see that? Get it right there. There we go. You see that lamp above my finger? Amen and glory to God. Keep your lamps burning. Taken from the text that was read, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. And so let us look at this text that was so powerfully read. Thank you so much. Follow along with me. I'm going to read from the NIV, but whatever translation you have is fine. Because I believe that God wants to teach us some things about this gift that God has blessed us to be able to have. And not keep it to ourselves, as Pastor Maxim said, but also to share it with the world. Verse number 1, and just follow along with me. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, in keeping with the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus. Beloved, our relationship and our relationship with Christ, Jesus promises us that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life or eternal life, John 3:16. And so verse number 2 in our text says to Timothy, my dear son, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank God whom I serve as my ancestors did with a clear conscience as night and day. I constantly remember you in my prayers. Amen. Thank you, Grace Church. Recalling for years, and recalling your tears, I should say, I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. And even though we're not physically in person, in the same space, or see, I'm even hesitating with the words that I'm using here. We still are connected. We still have that relationship. Though I long to be able to see you in person, it's a blessing to be able to see you on our social media on Zoom. And thank you for the great job and what y'all have done and putting that together, making it happen by the grace of God. Verse number 4, recalling your tears, I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. Glory to God. I'm reminded of your sincere faith, your faithful people, your faithful congregation. You're faithful to your relationship with God. You're faithful in your relationship with your pastor. You're faithful in your service to God and to God's people. Please continue in the faith. It says the sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. Verse number 6 is where I'm at, if you're following with me. For this reason, I remind you, here it is. This is pretty much the focus of our message. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God. For this reason, I remind you to fan. Okay? But not only this way, but you'll see as we yield and allow the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us, which we'll see. Fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you, which is in us, through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He says, through the laying on of hands. Now, Paul writes this letter to his son in the ministry, Timothy, who was called to follow Christ and to minister in the gospel of Jesus the Christ, and became a pastor and was dealing with some issues. And Paul was writing this letter to encourage him. Don't forget the gift and the gifts that God has blessed you to be able to have. Most of all, don't forget the giver of the gift. Sometimes we covet the gift, but we may not establish and strengthen our relationship with the giver of the gift. But if we have the giver of the gift, which we'll see in our text, then along with the giver of the gift comes gifts, which we'll see in just a minute. So he encourages us, beloved, to keep that flame burning, to take that flame, fan that flame, the gift of God, which is in you. Fan the flame. Stir up the gift of God. Keep using the gift that God has given you. Rekindle the gift of God that is within you. That's the RSV. Beloved, in other words, keep our lamps burning. Keep our lamps, I know this is metaphorically speaking, but keep our lamps burning. Let the light of God in you shine. Yes, let the light of God in you shine. Verse number 7. For the spirit that God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power and love and self-discipline or sound mind. Verse number 8. So do not be ashamed of the testimony about the Lord or of me, his prisoner. This is the Apostle Paul writing to
his son Timothy. Rather, join with me in the suffering for the gospel. Beloved, we know that as servants of the Lord, as children of God, as sons and daughters of God, there's going to be, as we're sharing the good news. And isn't it amazing how people can reject good news? Eternal life is good news. God creating us in his image is good news. Knowing that Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, it's good news. If we believe in the Lord, we are eternally with the Lord. Amen. That's good news. To know that God is with us, yea, though we walk through troubled times, that's good news. And that's great news. My God. Well, I tell you, so do not be ashamed. Verse number 8. Do not be ashamed of the testimony about the Lord or of me, my prisoner. Rather, join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God. He has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything that we have done. My God, we are given gifts, and one major gift is the giver of the gift, and you'll see is God the Holy Spirit. We're given gifts for the body of Christ, but also to be a witness to the world so that others can see Christ living in us and through us. He goes on to say in this letter, in this portion of scripture, not because of anything that we've done, but because of God's own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but it has now been revealed through the what appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through what? The gospel, the good news. And of this gospel, I was appointed a herald and an apostle and a teacher. That is why I am suffering as I am. You know, the enemy does not like the children of God sharing the witness and the testimony of the Lord Jesus the Christ. The enemy does not like the devil. I should say the enemy does not, who is the devil, does not like God. And so as a result, he tries to give the children of God a hard way to go. Amen. But you know that greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. He goes on to say, yet this is no cause for shame, because I know whom I have believed, and I'm convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day. I'm at verse 13. What you heard from me, keep as the pattern of sound teaching with faith and love in Christ Jesus. Guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you. And that is the good news that was entrusted of Jesus Christ. But that also is the person of God, the Holy Spirit. Because he is able to help us. The Holy Spirit is able to help us because he dwells and lives inside of us. He is God, hallelujah, the third person of the Godhead. So he says, fan into flame the gift of God. Beloved, we have the gift of God, the Holy Spirit, who dwells in us. He is the greatest gift who gives gifts to every believer in Jesus. He's the gift that keeps on giving. In John chapter 14, you just follow along and listen as I share the scripture with you. It says, but the advocate, okay, the paraclete, the advocate, the third person of the Godhead, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything that I have said to you. My God, my God. And so life lesson is this. Beloved, keep our lamps burning. And how do we keep our lamps burning? We keep our lamps burning by number one, life lesson number one, by using the gifts that God has given us. That's right. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 says it this way. It says, now about the gifts of the Spirit, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, But in all them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Now, to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom. To another, the message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the same Spirit. That's right. Verse number 10. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All of these are the work of what? One and the same Spirit, God the Holy Spirit. And he distributes them to each one as he, God the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, as he determines. Not because I'm this, that, or the other great person, or I've worked hard, even though working hard should be a part of who we are as Christians, working hard for the Lord and doing God's work. But it's not by what? It's not by the works that I do. Hallelujah. It's by the love and the gifts that God himself gives unto us. Hallelujah and glory to God. He distributes to them just as he determines. Now, you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. And God has placed in the church, first of all, apostles, second prophets, third teachers, and then miracles and gifts of healing and helps and guidance and of different kinds of tongues. In Romans chapter 12, that was 1 Corinthians chapter 12, but in Romans chapter 12, as we're talking about these spiritual gifts, here's some more. We have different gifts according to the grace given to us, each of us. If your gift is prophecy, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is encouraging, then encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, then do so diligently. If it is to show mercy, then do it cheerfully. And in Ephesians, just to name a few of the gifts that God gives us. In Ephesians chapter 4:11, it says, so Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip his people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up. Until we all reach unity in faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Now, beloved, those are gifts of the Spirit. But again, we are in Christ. We have the Holy Spirit living inside of us. And so not only does he bless us with gifts, but he blesses us with fruit of the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5. This is what it says, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace and forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us what? Keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. No, no, no. Beloved, may we use the gifts that God has given us through the Holy Spirit. If it is preaching, use your gift. If it is teaching, use your gift. If it is leadership, use your gift. If it is serving, use your gift. If it is organizing, use your gift. If it is singing, playing an instrument, dance ministry, use, beloved, your gift to the glory of God. And when you use your gift, my God, the people of God are blessed. Those who don't know Christ are blessed because they see God working in you. Beloved, keep our lamps burning. Keep our lamps burning. By life lesson number two, by being open to the Holy Spirit. What does that mean? That be open to the Holy Spirit in worship. Be open to the Holy Spirit when we're in prayer. Be open in the Holy Spirit when we praise God. Be open as we proclaim the, the word of God, the good news. Be open to hear to the Holy Spirit, to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Be open to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in fellowship and in service. And beloved, be open to hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit in our everyday life. Now, somebody would say, oh, how do I hear the voice of the Holy Spirit? Well, I'm going to tell you, one of the best ways that we have in our hand is through the Bible, the Word of God. Yes, by knowing and reading about the character of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and that God dwells in us through the person of the Holy Spirit. But also because we have the Holy Spirit in us, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. The Holy Spirit in us leads us and guides us, and he will not say anything contrary to his nature, his character, or his will, or his word. So beloved, keep our lamps burning by being open to the Holy Spirit. But not only that, beloved, keep our lamps burning by life lesson number three, by staying in the word of God, the Bible. Because it is a lamp unto our feet. It is a light unto our path. We renew our minds with the washing of the word of God. Beloved, keep our lamps burning. By number four, by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the light of the world. And God calls us to be lights in this world of darkness. In Matthew chapter 6, 22, it says that the eye is the lamp of the body. For if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, oh my God, no, let not it be. How great is that darkness? But beloved, the light within us, hallelujah, causes us to shine. The person of the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, in us causes us to shine. Hallelujah. Beloved, we keep our eyes on Jesus. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who will the joy, hallelujah, that is set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of God the Father, the throne of God. Beloved, keep our lamps burning. Be ready. Be faithful. Be watchful. Be a good steward. Be expectant. Be prepared. Beloved, don't get tired of doing good. That's right. We are not to get tired of doing good. But we are to be conformed into the image of Jesus the Christ. Beloved, for in due season we shall reap if we don't give up. Beloved, keep our lamps burning. I remember a song that used to sing as children, knowing that children are on this this broadcast as well. There's a song, and you probably know it. I know some of us know it in Sunday school, and You see the lamp, you see the light up there. And the name of the song is, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Now, this candle here, this light, okay, is a reminder. Okay, it's a reminder of what? Of the light and the love of Christ inside of us by the person of the Holy Spirit. This is a reminder. You see how this is so bright and good, brilliant? And if there was darkness around, it would light, bring light even into the area where the darkness is. Well, as a child, we would sing a song that sounded like this. Is the light of mine. And if you know the song, sing it along with me. I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, Lord, I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. And another verse says, Jesus gave me this little light, and I'm going to let it shine. Well, Jesus gave me this little light, I'm going to let it shine. Jesus gave me this little light, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Beloved, keep our lamps burning so that others can see Christ living inside of us. And they too would come to receive Jesus as Savior and and have life and have it more abundantly. And have hope, hallelujah, and not despair. Even during troubling times, God is still sovereign, still Lord of lords, King of kings. And my God calls us to let his light in us keep on shining. Don't allow nothing and no one to snuff it out. God bless you.